Father, we exhort you this morning, for you are the Lord, you will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We exhort your name. Thank you, Father. You are good unto us, O Lord. Thank you for your mercy that cannot be compared, O Lord. We worship you. We bow before you, Lord. We exalt you. We say you are God and you are God forevermore. You are God from beginning to the end. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of all lords. You are the Ancient of Days. I am that I am. You are the beginning and the end. You are our Lord, our joy. You are the one that shows us compassion and shows us mercy at all times. For your steadfast love over us, we say thank you. For your mercy that is given unto us every day, that is renewed every morning, we say thank you. We bow before you. We exalt you, Lord. Father, we confess our love for you. You love us even before we ever imagine loving you back. Father, thank you. We worship you. And this morning, we ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 26th of February. 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Thank him, for he's a good God. Our God is good at all time. God is good, and there is no shadow of unrighteousness in him. And I want you to stand upon his word and declare concerning your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. I declare by the word of the Lord, this day all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing. I speak to you this day, you will not work against me. Oh, I stand upon the word of the Lord. All that the Lord has purposed for me today, I receive in the name of Jesus. I take possession of the provision of God for me this day in the name of Jesus. I cancel every agenda of the enemy concerning my day. Every conspiracy of the wicked concerning my life this day is canceled in the name of Jesus. I declare every darkness that is upon this day, the light of God shine in the name of Jesus. I cancel every demonic delay in my life today. Every demonic traffic, you are removed out of my life in the name of Jesus. Every coming together that is not of God, you are scattered in the name of Jesus. Every weapon that is put together by the wicked to frustrate my day, your coming together is frustrated. Your weapon will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Evil words that is declared over my day is cancelled. It will not stand. I condemn every tongue that speaks evil into my day in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I confess the blessings of the Lord into my day. This day you are blessed. This day you are an expression of the mercy of the Lord for me. This day you are an expression of the favor of the Lord upon my life. This day you are an expression of God's blessing. You are an expression of God's unlimited supply for me. For the Lord my God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I speak to you this day that the goodness and favor, the mercy of the Lord are my companion in you today in the name of Jesus. I speak to you this day, you will yield your increase unto me in the name of Jesus. As I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord teaches my hand to make profit in the name of Jesus. My labor is not in vain. I will not labor in foolishness. I will not labor in the wrong direction. I labor under the favor of the Lord. My labor is towards harvest in the name of Jesus. Oh, in my season of harvest, my strength will not be taken away in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord concerning my day, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. My heritage is blessed. My portion this day is blessing in the name of Jesus. The tokens of the wicked is frustrated. The tokens of the enemy is disappointed over my life. The devices of the wicked will not stand. The devices of the wicked will not prosper in my life in the name of Jesus. I declare this day that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life in the name of Jesus. I am guided by the word of the Lord. I declare this day that the word of the Lord becomes a command over my day. The glory of the Lord is upon me. The favor of the Lord is my portion in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore in the name of Jesus. As I lift up my eyes unto the Lord is my help. The Lord is my shade. The sun shall not smite me by day nor the moon by night in the name of Jesus. I am under the cover of the blood of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is the day. Today is Thursday, the 26th of February 2026. The program we have been announcing is taking place today by 12 noon, between 12 and 2 p.m. today, by the grace of God. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of God, as always. It is always a special time anytime we appear before the Lord in Zion. It's always a time of refreshing, a time of renewal, a time of empowerment, a time of establishment, a time for us to receive new prophecies for the season. So I want to encourage you, beloved, find your way into this program today to renew our strength, to renew our covenant before the Lord in Zion. The program is between 12 and 2 p.m. today. The Lord bless you as you come today. The venue for the program is at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. Oluwadamilare Garden is beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena. From anywhere, just get to Ijokodo Junction, that is along Songo Eleyele Road. Tafo Arena, Open University. The next compound is Oluwadamilare Garden. You see our banners outside. The Lord bless you as you come today in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. I want you to lift up your voice this morning. Let us intercede for our beloved brethren that we have been praying for. Let us declare that the hand of the Lord is upon them, that their healing is perfected in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray for them specially this morning and ask for restoration. The scripture says that when the Lord restored the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Let us speak to the Lord that the Lord will restore unto them that which the enemy has stolen away. The Lord will restore their health, will restore their grace. The Lord will restore His glory upon their life, that the Lord will restore them so much more than when they arise and they look back. It will be as if that they are dreaming, that the glory of this present time of their life will be greater than what they have ever experienced in their life before. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for our beloved brethren that your hand of grace is upon them, your hand of healing is upon them, your hand of restoration is upon them, to restore unto them their health, to restore unto them that which the enemy has stolen from them. In the name of Jesus, it is done in Jesus' name. And Father, we remember Nigeria. Father, have mercy upon this nation. Lord, have mercy upon this nation. Father, you will break the scepter of the wicked over Nigeria. Break the scepter of wickedness over Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. In the next 2 days, we are going to be moving into the last month of the first quarter of the year. That is, we are entering into the month of March. And I want to believe that the Lord has blessed you. This 2026 has been a wonderful journey. The blessings of the Lord is upon you. That is one thing that should be significant to your life as a child of God. That is, your life is guided by His word, by the word of the Lord. And every day, your life go brighter and brighter, because your life is guided by the word of the Lord. The Lord has helped us, and He will continue to help us in Jesus' name. Today, I'm going to put the blessings of the Lord upon you, upon that which the Lord has given unto you in the month of February. I want to declare these words of prophecy unto you, and I want you to receive them with faith and declare them in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and verse 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. I speak to your life, I prophesy upon your life, upon your day as you go. In the name of Jesus, the light of God shine upon you. In the name of Jesus, though darkness will cover the earth, though darkness is on the season and times of order, but as for you, the Lord arise upon you. In the name of Jesus, the glory of the Lord is risen upon your life. You are no longer in the space of darkness. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has made room for you in the space of light, in the place of glory. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy upon your life this day. In the name of Jesus, arise into your season of light and shine forth the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your life in the name of Jesus. Your journey in the darkness is over. In the name of Jesus, let me say this for you to understand better, so you know the prophecy is for you. Your journey in circle has ended. In the name of Jesus, you have sat down recently and you ask yourself that February is almost going. What exactly have I achieved? What exactly can I point to? Or what exactly can I say the journey of my life is going? Yes, the Lord heard you, and he has asked me to tell you that your journey in circle has ended. In the name of Jesus, the season of darkness in your life is over. The siege of darkness in your life is over. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is saying concerning you that the containment of darkness is broken over your life. The scripture says the snare is broken and we are our soul has escaped. The snare of the enemy, the snare of darkness that has trapped you down in demonic traffic is broken over your life. Demonic containment is removed in the name of Jesus. Your next step from this time is a step into glory. Understand this, the enemy might want to arise, they may want to lift up their ugly head, but this is what the Lord is saying concerning you. Affliction will not arise the second time. When they try to lift up their head, they want to arise against you, the Spirit of the Lord God will raise standard against them. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy this word into your life. The throne of darkness in your life is pulled down. The altar that the kingdom of darkness has built into your life that makes everything confusing to you. You don't even know the next step to take. That throne of darkness, that altar of darkness is pulled down in your life. In the name of Jesus, your light shine. Your life shine. Your light shine. Your glory shine. Your destiny arise from darkness and receive the light. Arise from the dead and receive life. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your life by the word of the Lord. Your heritage is recovered. Your portion is recovered and given back to you. Not just given back to you, but is restored into glory and is given back unto you. In the name of Jesus, listen to the word of the Lord for you. This is what he says. You have space in a large place of glory. You are not confined into a tiny space, but you have space in a large place of glory. He has placed your feet upon your high places. Although it was high, you think you cannot get there. What you have said, it looks like it is too high, you cannot get there. But this is the word of the Lord for you this morning. The Lord is setting your feet upon your high places in the name of Jesus. You walk upon them with grace and glory in the name of Jesus. I speak to your life. Your feet is set on your high places. You walk upon them with grace and glory in the name of Jesus. The Lord bring you out of the valley of the shadows of darkness. The Lord bring you out of the valley of the shadows of death. The Lord bring you out of the valley of the shadows of loneliness and frustration. The Lord bring you out of the valley of the shadows of depression. Joy of the Lord is given unto you. The Lord give you peace. Peace that you have never experienced before is given unto you in the name of Jesus. This is the word of the Lord unto you. Yes, this is what he asked me to prophesy unto you. You are not forgotten. You think nobody knows you, that you are just like a number on this earth. This is the word of the Lord. You are not forgotten. His favor lights upon you. His favor shed light upon you. Favor makes you visible in the name of Jesus. The beauty of the Lord is upon you. Oh, you don't know. He asked me to tell you. He has decorated your life with ornaments, with the ornaments of glory, with precious stone. His favor is upon your life. You are not forgotten. That wilderness that you have been walking all this while, he is bringing you out. As a matter of fact, you are out of the wilderness. He has set your feet upon your high places. He has set your feet in a place that is large, a large place of glory for you in the name of Jesus. I speak to your life. Therefore, as you go today, manifest his glory in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace all around in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. I'll be expecting you by 12 noon today, by the grace of God, to partake of the blessings that the Lord has prepared for you. It is well with you. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. It is well with you. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.